Welcome, everyone, to Family Talk. It's a ministry of the James Dobson Family Institute, supported by listeners just like you. I'm Dr. James Dobson, and I'm thrilled that you've joined us.
Well, welcome to Family Talk, the broadcast division of the Dr. James Dobson Family Institute. I'm Roger Marsh. You know, it's important for us to take a moment today to remember those in Israel who lost their lives in that heinous attack by Hamas just 1 year ago. It was October 7th, 2023, and that day kicked off a war that, as you know, is still raging on right now. As a matter of fact, last Tuesday, the world saw the images of rockets being launched from Iran into Israel, places like Tel Aviv. I encourage you to take a moment today to pray for Israel and the safe return of the 97 unaccounted for remaining hostages that were taken on October 7th 1 year ago. And also pray that peace will finally come and bring an end to the fighting and loss of life. Now, on today's edition of Family Talk, we interrupt our regularly scheduled programming to give you an update on what's happening in Israel and what is happening in the world right now, and how God's hand of providence is with the people of Israel right now. Gary Bauer, our Senior Vice President of Public Policy here at the Dr. James Dobson Family Institute, is joined by the Honorable Michelle Bachman for this powerful conversation. Let's get to it right now on today's edition of Family Talk.
Hello, friends. I'm Gary Bauer, the Senior Vice President of Public Policy here at the James Dobson Family Institute. I've been working with Dr. Dobson for decades and am blessed to be able to do that. I'm also the host of the Defending Faith, Family, and Freedom podcast here at JDFI. If you haven't checked us out, please do so. We're up with a new podcast every week, and we're commenting on the great events that are happening in our country and around the world. This is an important show today, my friends. We've got a special guest, and you know her well, Michelle Bachman, a former congresswoman who served in the United States Congress for, I believe, four terms. Michelle is a great friend of Dr. Dobson and the ministry. She's on the board of directors of JDFI. But for purposes of our show today, the most important thing you need to know about Michelle is that there is not a more articulate voice in America in defense of Israel and in defense of the U.S.-Israel alliance and in the power of her opposition to anti-Semitism wherever it shows up. And this show is it's a special show in a number of ways. First, it is a show marking a very dark anniversary. We're a year out from the horrendous attack that was launched by the terrorist group Hamas on the people of Israel. And Michelle and I have talked about this a great deal. We've seen videos of what happened on that horrific day. It was demonic. It's almost indescribable. But we're also talking today, not only on that anniversary, but we're in the middle of dramatic, incredible events right now. They're happening by the day, by the hour. While we're speaking, more of these events may happen as Israel's enemies confront it on seven different fronts. And we see what's going with our own eyes and we hear the commentators, but we also see God's hand in all of this as his history plays itself out. And we see the special role that the Jewish people and the nation of Israel has in God's plan for the world. So without further introduction, Michelle, welcome to the show. And I'd like to just pass the ball to you right now and ask you to reflect a little on this solemn anniversary when, by the way, a year after the horrible event, there are still Israelis and Americans being held hostage. We can only guess what they're going through by Hamas. And all too often, it seems, Michelle, that our own country and own government has forgotten them.
Well, that's right. October 7th, 2023, it was one of the greatest tragedies of our era. And it's almost impossible to believe, Gary, that 1 year out, we still have people with all of the miracles and technology that there is in the world in this little tiny space of land called Gaza, which is on the western side of Israel, that you would think we would have been able to extricate those hostages, human beings who were stolen out of their homes, who remain hidden. Some are dead, some are alive. And to think that on this day, we still don't have them home. This is a terrible tragedy. But yes, it was 1 year ago today when the world discovered that there was a brutal, merciless, almost a medieval attack, the most barbaric attack in modern times, when a terror organization called Hamas, that is backed by Iran, attacked at 6:30 in the morning, innocent people in their homes, stole the people, took hostages, brutally murdered and killed over 1,200 people. And in this year, we have seen a constant ongoing battle that hasn't ended. It's been from not just one terror organizations, but multiple terror organizations. There's a terror organization called Hezbollah. They're the largest terror organization in the world. They're headquartered in Lebanon. They're paid for by Iran. Iran has a maniacal desire to kill every Jew in the world. And Hezbollah agrees with that demonic evil goal, to kill every Jew in the world. And Hezbollah has been headed up by a man named Nasrallah. He's the chief terrorist. But it's just like if you look at the corporate board of any Fortune 500 company, they have a head at the top, and then they have all of their different leadership personnel, their mid-ranking personnel, and then their ranking file. And they have the most sick dream and goal, and that's to kill a people group, Jews. That's their goal. They don't care about land, Gary. They don't care about settling ancient scores. They want to kill and murder every Jew on earth. And then they want to come after people who don't believe the same way that they do. That'd be you and me and the American people. So we've talked about this before, Gary, about the goal is to have the death of the big Satan, that's America. But first, they want to kill the little Satan, which is Israel. But I want people to know what happened just recently in what could only be seen as both tragic, but absolutely miraculous events. I want people to know that today, right now, we're living in biblical times. And I don't want believers here in America and around the world to miss what God is doing in our moment, in our time. Just recently, in the last 15 days, you might say, we've seen some of the most compacted miracles happening. Many believers know that God commands us to bless Israel. That's what God said in Genesis 12:3, that those who bless Israel will be blessed. Those who curse Israel will be cursed. The book of Joel in chapter 3, verse 2, also says of the nations that God at the last days will bring all the nations to the valley of Jehoshaphat. There's only one criterion upon which he will judge the nations. That's how did the nations treat Zion, Israel? Did the nations divide the land of Israel? Did they seek to scatter the people from her land? Or did they seek to cheapen the Jewish people and treat the Jewish life cheaply? Well, it was just recently, about 15 days ago, that the United Nations met and they passed a resolution. And in that resolution, they demanded that all the Jews must leave in less than 10 months, 12 months. They have to leave Samaria, Judea, East Jerusalem, and Gaza. They have to leave. They have to get out. So this is bizarre. But that'd be like if the UN said, okay, everybody in Texas, get out. Everybody in California, get out. We're telling you, you have to do that. That's what the UN told Israel. Well, only 14 nations voted no. They not only did the Jewish people have to leave, not only would their land be divided, not only did they cheapen the Jewish way of life, the nations flunked the test, Gary, the biblical test of Joel chapter 3, verse 2. Only 14 nations voted no. Thank God the United States of America was one of those nations. And it reminds me, Gary, of Psalms chapter 2, which says the nations meet and they come against God's anointed people and against his nation. And then God says, I sit on my throne and I laugh at the plans of the nations. And in the next few days, we saw the most miraculous turn of events, the United Nations agreeing to come against Israel. And then on Sunday at the UN, the United Nations effectively voted for global governance. And the Secretary General of the UN also said that he would enforce evicting the Jewish people from their land, and he would be empowered to make declarations for global governance. It almost sounds like a novel. It's so bizarre what has happened in the last 2 weeks. It's literally like a novel, but it isn't a novel. It's actually in alignment with what God talks about the days that we live in.
You know, Michelle, yeah, it's interesting you would say it's like a novel. You and I have talked before. It is sometimes very difficult to read a headline in the newspaper and read from God's word in the scripture and tell which one you're reading. In other words, the headlines coming out of the Middle East sound like what the prophets wrote several thousand years ago. It's playing out right in front of our eyes. I want to spend a moment, Michelle, to remind people that as terrible as the attack was a year ago on Israel, also horrifying and a sign of why this is a larger spiritual war that affects every nation in the world. During that attack and in the immediate aftermath of that attack, there was an outbreak of demonstrations all over the world, not people demonstrating in sympathy with Israel, but people celebrating the attack and ripping down the posters that were put up of the people that had been taken hostage. And these demonstrations weren't happening in, you know, the Arab Muslim world. They were happening in Paris and in London and Berlin and in New York City and in Washington, D.C. And it was a reminder, Michelle, that what you and I and Dr. Dobson and others have warned forever about, that the sin of anti-Semitism shows its ugly face in every culture, in every society, and it's even here on our campuses and in our big cities, and it's imperative that followers of Jesus Christ speak up against it boldly and clearly. Every book in the Bible, virtually, was written by a Jew. The first family of Christendom, Mary, Joseph, and Jesus, were Jews. And God said in a declarative statement, as you said so clearly, that he who blesses Israel, I will bless. He who curses Israel, I will curse. So this has implications for Israel, for the Jewish people, for Christians, and for the United States. But Michelle, let's talk a little bit about the events that have been happening this year, during this year that we've gone from that horrible attack. We've had these two attacks with ballistic missiles by Iran last April and now just recently. And all the newspapers are saying that those ballistic tests failed because of the Iron Dome defense system. And that's certainly true as far as it goes. But I believe, and I know you do too, that it was really the mighty hand of the Lord that made every one of those missiles miss their targets.
And that isn't you and me saying that, Gary. There's a Israeli physics professor who made it clear. He wrote a letter and he said, of the ballistic missiles that were fired by Iran, it was the first time Iran had ever done this last April, and they fired about 320 ballistic missiles into Israel. And not all of them made it in, but many of them made it in. And there wasn't one Jew that was killed in that effort. And the physics professor said that even the manufacturer doesn't guarantee the kind of accuracy from the Iron Dome and the defensive systems that Israel has. These are the most sophisticated systems in the world to thwart attacks. And he said it is mathematically impossible. It is physically impossible that the machinery would have worked as well as it did. And he, who was not a believer, he's a Jewish man living in Israel, wasn't a believer. He said this had to be a miracle from the hand of God. That happened again just this last week. It was October 1st. And once again, Iran started a volley. I was in my office. All of a sudden, my alerts on my phones when rocket attacks come in. In very little time, it was 102 rockets. And then it was more. It was more. It was more coming in from Iran. It was the biggest that I had ever seen on my phone. So immediately, we went to prayer. We opened up a Facebook Live, and we have an ongoing 40 days of prayer that we're doing right now for Israel. So we opened that up. While this was happening, there were missiles that were coming into Israel, 190 gigantic ballistic missiles launched simultaneously from Iran. There was no one that was killed in Israel other than a Palestinian man from Gaza who was visiting Jericho. He was the only one who was killed. This was the largest ballistic missile attack ever in the history of Earth. There never had been a larger ballistic missile attack. And it's the only ballistic missile attack that was intercepted completely in the history of Earth. That happened last Tuesday. Some of the rockets did fall. Some weren't intercepted. Israel intercepted 80% of them. The United States made 15 interceptions. Jordan intercepted some. France intercepted one. But never before had there been a larger ballistic missile attack, again from Iran against Israel, but never before had they been intercepted in the way that they had been before. Some of the rockets fell. Some hit a few buildings, but no one was killed. No one was injured. And there are testimonies of people this week in Israel. They were standing outside. Everyone in Israel went into a bomb shelter. All transportation ground to a halt. The airspace over Israel was stopped. The trains, the roadways, everyone went into the bomb shelters. And testimonies came from people that rockets fell all around them, but did not hit them. Rockets fell around buildings, but not strategic buildings. They didn't hit them. There's a man from Microsoft who is not a believer, a Jewish man. He said, I was in my house. Rockets were falling all around. I've never believed God before, but today I witnessed a miracle. Today I believe, because literally 10 feet away from a house, a rocket would hit. It would not hit the house. What we need to know is that our prayers are working in unimaginable ways. The most secular people in Israel today can't avoid the fact that God did this. It is remarkable. On every Israeli TV station, the anchors are saying, we are in biblical times. This was a biblical event. Only the hand of God could have stopped this. They saw this when beepers and walkie-talkies in the hands of Hezbollah were blowing up. And then we saw the leader of Hezbollah, the worst terrorist organization in the world. He was killed. He was interceded. Because what did Israel find out? Just recently, Israel exposed, just as October 7th happened with Hamas a year ago, a bigger October 7th was being planned from Hezbollah in Lebanon. And so Israel was able to preempt this second October 7th attack. Gary, this is a miracle. Thousands of Iranian terrorists were planning to enter into Israel and kill and rape and maim women, children, everyone who was there in the Galilee area. And what they found out is that there are even more tunnels in southern Lebanon. They found rockets. They found explosives. They found shoulder-fired missiles under houses, under little kids' rooms. This is how sick this is. In fact, they found maps with all of Hezbollah's plans, which Jewish towns they were going to raid, what infrastructure, what military sites. This is an absolute miracle that Israel was able to thwart the terrorist plans, but also that God intervened with miracles so that Iran's weapons didn't come against Israel. As you said, Gary, Israel isn't just fighting Hamas. They are fighting a seven-front war all at the same time. Last Sunday, they had jets in Lebanon. They had jets in Gaza. They had jets in Yemen. They had jets over Syria. They are fighting for their lives right now. The UN is against them. Many nations are against them, and yet God is for them. It's the most incredible thing.
We've only got a few minutes left. I know our listeners are on the edge of their seats as you lay all of this out and put together what the Bible tells us and what we're seeing with our own eyes. In the few minutes that we have left, will you explain to folks about why it is imperative for the sake of the United States that our government stand with Israel? And I would say, Michelle, that with an election coming up, we want to elect pro-life candidates and pro-family candidates, but I also think it's imperative that the candidates we elect believe in the U.S.-Israel alliance. And unfortunately, the current administration we have has not been very reliable. So that's something we need to pray about and need to be cognizant of and wise about as we make our selections this November.
Well, it's absolutely imperative because nations are judged, as Joel chapter 3, verse 2 says. Nations are judged based on how they treat Zion. And unfortunately, under the current administration, they've been withholding the very weapons that Congress already approved to give to Israel. They've been paid for, they've been approved, and yet the Harris administration has been withholding them. Israel needs this in order to conduct the war. In fact, tragically, the current administration has said that demanded that there will be a two-state solution. What does that mean? That means a terror state. You'd be rewarding these terrorists with a government and statehood. They already have more land than they need. And they've already said land isn't what they want. They want to kill Jews. That's what this war is about for them. So this fall, when the election comes, we're choosing a president who's either going to bless Israel or curse Israel. We as believers need to think about this. Who are we going to put in charge of the United States? People who want to bless Israel or people who want to curse Israel? We have to think very carefully about this choice that we're making, just as we're very concerned about protecting innocent human life, about little children from the ravages of what they're being exposed to in this culture, and about the family and marriage. We have to remember, God talks very seriously and soberly about nations and about the obligation of the nations to bless Israel. Why is that? Because God says he created a certain people group and he put them in a certain area of land for the purpose of blessing all nations. Mm. We are blessed when we bless Israel. And we have to keep that in mind in this election.
So well put, as always, Michelle. Thank you for everything you do for Israel, for the U.S.-Israel alliance. JDFI will continue to stand for faith, family, and freedom and for the U.S.-Israel alliance. Pray for America and for Israel and for our safety. And thank you for being with us today, as always, on Family Talk.
Thank you.
Powerful words of exhortation and encouragement from Gary Bauer and Michelle Bachman today here on Family Talk. I'm Roger Marsh, thanking Gary and Michelle for hosting this spirited conversation about what's happening in Israel, and especially on a day like today. This is the one-year anniversary of the Hamas attacks against the people of Israel, and as we mentioned at the outset, there are still 97 hostages who are unaccounted for, and we're praying for their safe return. Now, if you missed any part of this program or you want to share it with a friend, and we encourage you to do so, you can share this broadcast using the Family Talk app or by going to drjamesdobson.org/Family Talk. That's drjamesdobson.org/Family Talk. Now, as you heard Gary and Michelle having a conversation about Israel, they also brought up U.S. foreign policy and how important it is for whoever wins the White House on November 5th to have a very strong, biblically based view of policy as it pertains to American law and American interests. As we are less than 30 days away from Election Day, many people are in one of two camps. You're either going to vote early and make your vote count right away, or maybe you're kind of sitting back on the fence and you're not quite sure how to cast your vote in a biblical fashion. Well, we have created a special website at drjamesdobson.org/ Countdown to Decision 2024 that has a treasure trove of materials that will help you become the best informed voter to vote Christianly and biblically on or before November the 5th. You'll find episodes of our Countdown to Decision 2024 podcast featuring Michelle Bachman, Eric Metaxas, Riley Gaines, Dr. Del Tackett, and more. You can also download a copy of our free voter guide, especially if you live in one of the 10 key swing states, as they call them. We've prepared a special voter guide just for you. Again, you can make your voice heard when you visit our special website for voting resources, drjamesdobson.org/countdown-to-decision-2024. Well, that's all the time we have for today. I'm Roger Marsh. On behalf of Dr. James Dobson, Gary Bauer, and the rest of our team here at JDFI, be sure to join us again tomorrow. We'll have a special sneak preview of the outstanding new faith-based film called Average Joe, the story of Coach Joe Kennedy, who famously took a knee at midfield to bow his head in prayer and wound up standing before the Supreme Court. We'll have that conversation coming up on the next edition of Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk.
This has been a presentation of the Dr. James Dobson Family Institute.
Hello, everyone. Do you need help dealing with the everyday tasks of raising a family? I'm James Dobson here, and if you do, I hope you'll tune in to our next edition of Family Talk. Our main purpose in this ministry is to put tools into your hands that will strengthen your marriage and help you raise your kids. Hope to see you right here next time for another edition of Family Talk.